Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hey, I'm Kathy Steves. I'm the executive director of United Way Fort McMurray and Wood Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And we here are about building strong communities. And we're about supporting the social profit sector here in our region. And it does go from the northernmost point to the most southern point of our region. We're here to help everybody succeed and have opportunities to live a good life.
There we go.
And it's so also my personal mission, Elliot. Like,
listen, I see the passion when you speak. You spoke at the oil and gas trade show a few weeks ago, and I was entranced with like how you got up there and you like commanded the message and you got everybody laughing and talking. Like, you can tell that you are very in and passionate about your organization.
Well, I really love this region, and Fort McMurray is home, and there isn't anything more than I want is for your kiddos, my kiddo, to live and grow and work right here, because it is such a wonderful place.
Yeah.
We have everything you need. Except that sometimes we kind of fall off the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of fall off and fall behind. If so, I always think, okay, everybody knows Mitchell, so I'm going to use him as an example. If something were to happen to him as he was working, let's say he got injured in an accident and maybe was killed in an accident.
Yeah.
I would lose my mind.
Of course.
I could easily find myself homeless. I would stop paying. Like, I would stop living, pretty much, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And any parent who loves their child would probably do the same.
Yeah.
You know, there could be an addiction that comes out of it. There could be serious mental health issues that get me to the point where house.
Right.
So are here to help you get back on track.
Right, right. You guys do amazing stuff.
Thank you.
You have something coming up though to help support your guys.
Oh my gosh, we have so many fun things coming up. Okay, the first thing is Dancing with the Stars. On October 14th. There's so much going on. I need a personal assistant to keep me straight. We're doing a Dancing with the Stars event. It's going to be riotous good times. We have several celebrity couples.
Yeah.
Bob McKay and his daughter are dancing. I am dancing also.
Yeah.
And I am dancing with 10 little tiny, teeny weeny kiddos.
Lambs.
From Catherine Celtic Highland Dance class.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, it's going to be so cute.
Next year you have to get Elliot.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
With your Irish dancing.
Yeah.
No, you have it in you.
I do not. My little boy does. I don't have that.
So you'll be able to vote on your favorite dancers, and I think I've already won the votes because I have 10 little tiny dancers. All their parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends.
Yeah.
Plus my own mom and dad, you know.
There you go. That is cool.
So that's to raise money for United Way, and at the same time we're launching a YMM magazine dedicated to the United Way.
Oh.
So you will learn everything that goes on here. Everything we do in the community, every, you know, activity member or whatever we've got going on, volunteer opportunities. It's going to be the who's who and what's what of United Way.
Cool. So is this just like an ongoing magazine that you can have many of, or is it just one?
Just this one.
Just the one.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Special edition.
That's very neat. When is that coming out?
Same day as the Dancing with the Stars. That's the big launch.
So you already have it? Like the first issue?
I don't have it yet.
Oh, you're lucky
physically.
You don't, because I was just like, I want a sneak peek at that.
I will autograph one for you.
That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
Everybody at home's like, what? I was like, no, I had an angle on this one.
Yeah. You'll have to come. You'll have to come and get a ticket and join us.
Yeah.
And then we're doing our annual Jail and Bail again this year, which is going to be, again, real fun.
Yeah.
And it was a huge moneymaker last year. Mm. And I don't know if you showed up at Earl's where we had it. And people were laughing.
Yeah.
They were singing. Dan Talk showed up with his guitar. Maddie Parley was singing. Somebody brought a disco ball and a... Oh, it was so fun.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
It's okay to have fun and fundraise.
That's right.
Even though the cause is so serious.
Yeah.
Like, yes, we're trying to help each other through some really tough times.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At the same time, let's laugh.
Right. Right. Yeah, I like that fun and fundraise. That's a good one. Have you used that before?
No, I didn't make that up though.
Okay.
I give it to you. You can use it.
Thank you.
Let's put the fun
put a smile
in
on my
fundraising.
Face. There we go.
Yeah.
On that note though, we're gonna throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Speaking about fun.
Yeah.
What do you like to do for fun?
What do I do for fun? Well, right now it's Highland dancing lessons. Oh my gosh, is it ever funny?
Yeah.
Like I have two left feet.
Okay.
And you have to point your toes and spring and arms and smile and keep your eyes up and watch where the swords are. Like that's dangerous.
That is
dangerous.
Important.
Yeah. I would have led with that.
Yeah.
That's a
lot. So that's what you're doing for fun.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like fun to me.
It's actually okay. I kill myself laughing the steps look easy when the instructor's doing it, when Catherine is doing the steps, there's one other lady taking the class with me, and when she dances it's really nice. I'm like, oh
yeah,
I can do that.
Yeah.
And I'm practically falling over my feet.
There we go.
So it's
fun.
It is fun. So I'm doing that.
Now, the one thing on this show, me and Tanner like to come off natural and authentic.
Yeah.
And we like our guests to get down into like
the
real life stuff, you know? So you and I bumped into each other at one of my favorite places to eat. And that was McDonald's,
yeah.
And do we need to pause for a second?
No, you're good.
Cool. That was McDonald's. Now, what's your go-to? You don't even have to talk about your
order. You were asking
you're
me,
like
what's your
well.
What's
talk
your McDonald's
it.
Order?
Yeah.
And I'm very much a quarter pounder meal girl. Yeah. With extra pickles. And I asked them, can you please put as many pickles as you are legally able to on that burger?
Right.
So that's what I get. What about you? What's your go-to?
Oh, everybody. Everybody's bored with my go-to. But I loved your McDonald's order with the extra pickles.
Yeah.
Like, how long have you been doing that for?
Forever.
Like,
it's just the way it is.
Since day one?
You
like,
can't eat the regular burger with, like, two pickles on there?
So is this like when you were a kid and you were with your parents getting that? Is this like call?
Oh, no.
Your parents?
This is like, yeah.
Was
yeah.
this influenced by your parents?
No.
What did they say when you did this? This is, if Keegan told me extra pickles, I'm like, where's
this coming from?
Where's this coming from? Why?
Your friends at school all ordering extra
I'm
pickles?
Yeah, I'm interested, like, yeah, exactly.
You know, those kids you hang out with and
that's
smoke.
Right.
No.
That's right.
And eat pickles.
So is this on all burgers or just the McDonald's one?
All burgers. Same. It's the same with Burger King burgers, like the legal maximum pickles you can put on there.
You're just a fun person. From start to finish. It's a fun addition.
It is.
That, like, I've never heard that before.
You could try it.
I don't want to.
Do you know that A&W?
I don't want to, but I love that you do it.
A&W and I have a spicy dill burger.
You do?
Yeah, A&W has that now. It's spicy dill mama burger.
Oh, you gotta go. We're gonna talk to you more about that on your episode.
I'm gonna have to do that one too.
Shortly.
I love pickles.
Yeah. So no, it was a very unique order, and I loved I love seeing people in McDonald's because for a while people are like, oh, I don't eat McDonald's. So I like when I see somebody, I'm like, we all eat McDonald's.
We all do. Come on, yeah.
Come on.
And I ate it right before a dance class.
Which blew my mind. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
How do you go and eat McDonald's and then go and exercise? Like, my body just like, you're not 14 anymore. You don't get to do that, old man. Like, no thank you. Yeah. How?
I think I still have the metabolism of a 14-year-old. Like, it goes in, it hurts for about 20 minutes. You're like, oh, I really regret that choice.
Yeah.
But then you get up there and you dance and you're like, bye-bye cheeseburger, gut rot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, Tanner just flashed. I mean,
okay,
we're out
Tanner,
of time.
We're out
so,
of time.
Before Thank I you. Cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So I have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shameless shout out to Bob McKay, who is our campaign chair this year. And it's been 2 years since we've had a chair, so this is a big chair to fill and a big role. And I'm just really thrilled to have him on board because he has energy and he has passion and he has drive and he has a big network of people.
There you go.
So thank
there
you.
There you go. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.